You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N, with David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show, my colleague and co-host. And we're very pleased to travel to the ISS. It's not going to cost us $63 million or whatever the going price is, because we have a guide, Anatoly Zak. He keeps the website RussianSpaceWeb.com. It's a subscription site. Anatoly puts in English all of the news from Roscosmos, the world's most famous and successful manned space program. And we have a new piece of the ISS real estate to celebrate, just launched at the end of November and rendezvoused and docked with the ISS. It's called Prechal, a new module. Anatoly, a very good evening to you. What is Prechal? What is its mission? And where is it now? Good evening.
Hello, John. Hello, David. Prechal is extremely interesting module. It was built around a few years ago and was waiting for launch for a few years because it needed Nauka to another module, much larger module, to go first. But Prechal is essentially imagined this kind of globular ball-shaped module which has six docking ports on each side. So essentially it's a kind of plug-and-play architecture design where a space station would be built using this kind of interconnecting nodes where the modules could be docked from in three dimensions in six different directions to the globular piece. So essentially when one module finishes its mission, it can be undocked and another one docked in its place. So essentially the space station, unlike the International Space Station, which we have today, which have to be at one point retired, using this architecture, which Russians just introduced with this small module, you can have a space station in space indefinitely, essentially, because there's only one small piece which is in there and everything else comes and goes. And it's kind of an unending architecture. And even that globular piece can be replaced at one point because another one can be put at another end of the module. So it's essentially this tinker toy type of concept, but in real life with real people living on board.
David?
Anatoly, with this new module, can we infer that Russia is confident the space station's going to be there through 2030 or around that time?
A regional concept, it's kind of like very often in modern space technology, it's yes and no answer. It's a nuanced answer. So essentially, it can be, theoretically, if everything works well. But as we know, exactly like one of the reasons this Prechal module was designed and implemented is that some of the modules on board of this International Space Station, which comprise it, some of them are more than 20 years old, and it happened to be the Russian parts, right, which were launched in 1998 and 2000. So now they're more than 20 years old, and they have to be replaced because there are air leaks, there are other problems, there are computers which are impossible to replace or very difficult to replace. So that new piece represents kind of the concept where you can add new modules and discard the old ones. Of course, the way the International Space Station is designed, you cannot do it with the entire station, but you can do it with parts of the Russian segment. And the question for them is, will they continue with the Russian segment? Will they continue developing that, or they will go ahead and start the construction of the entirely new station? And that's where officially they are right now. They say that they will build a new station to replace the Russian segment.
If I understand, Prichal gives them the capability of bringing on new modules to the Russian part of the space station. Is that correct? It's a construction tool as well as a living space.
Exactly. In fact, it's only constructed. They say openly that nobody is going to live inside Prichal. You can't carry it. There is a pressurized place inside of it. But the main idea of this structure is to receive other pieces. So it's essentially plug kind of, it's a tinker toy kind of node where you can plug other modules and unplug them as you go. So essentially it's exactly that kind of architecture which they want to implement in the future, including the next Russian station, which they say they will design next.
And it was always meant to be docked with Nauka. That's Nauka and Prichal are together to work together always, correct?
Yes, it was designed on a Russian segment, but remember, it's a totally modular structure. So in the future, in fact, everything is in place to actually eventually undock Nauka. You remember that Nauka was built like in early century, right? And it's spent on the ground 20 years. So it's already kind of old, even though it's just was launched. So this module allows, if they decide to go ahead and separate their part of the station, they can undock Prichal and even undock Nauka as well, and dock the new module in place.
Multiple uses depending on how the rest of the station goes. David?
Can Dragon or another non-Russian vehicle dock to this new module?
Not directly. There is a nuance. So the Prichal itself has several docking ports with different design. In fact, it has three different designs along those six. So it has six docking ports. There are two active, so-called active and passive, where one spacecraft needs to maneuver and another stay in place. But there are also four others where you plug and play. You can add different adapters. And then if you add adapter, you can receive the Dragon as well, but not directly at this point.
Docking Prichal went very well, quite different from how Nauka went. Do we have an explanation for why Nauka was troubling?
They don't tell us. So to tell it shortly, but essentially what they tell us that investigation is ongoing. They mostly blame software for essentially believing that Nauka is still flying free from the station when it's actually was already docked. So it started firing engines after it docked to the station. But exact details, they never released any report or any kind of detailed account of what exactly happened. So for now, officially what we know is that it was a software error, which was not essentially reacting correctly after the module actually docked to the station.
Yes, I've learned to blame software for everything that goes wrong when I do a Zoom call with software. Yes, David?
Exactly.
Anatoly, more generally, with all the stress and tensions around Ukraine, how do we manage to stay in such a great relationship with Russia and vice versa on space? Or are you seeing that relationship straining a bit?
Yes, I do. But going back to the first part of the question, the way they can do it, because I think they have no choice. The way International Space Station is designed, it is essentially interdependent. It's how they call it, NASA used this word, the critical path, where you have partners. First of all, Roscosmos, which is in critical path, where if you subtract it from the partnership, the entire project stops working. For example, we cannot tell this about, let's say, Europeans or the Japanese, where if you subtract their contribution, actually the station can still work, but not with Russia. If you actually cut off all the Russian components, the entire station no longer viable. So that's why they kind of have to kind of go along if they want to continue at all. Otherwise, they will have to stop the entire project.
The Russian space station segment of ISS has visitors, two hotel guests, very well-to-do Japanese fashion designer and his assistant. I'm presuming they paid handsomely for this mission. What are they doing on board now? Do we have details of their stay?
Yes. Well, again, as usual, yes and no. We have a lot of kind of lists of different experiments which they agreed to take from different kind of agencies inside Russia, which asks them to do experiments, and they kind of volunteered to perform them. They're including some experiments with weightlessness, with medicine, and so on. So it's, but of course, most importantly, they're doing a lot of kind of media events. They shooting movies, videos. They posting a lot of pictures of themselves, so they definitely having fun there. But what's interesting, it's kind of first mission where two paid tourists actually on board. It's only one pilot flying the spacecraft, even though it's very similar to the film crew which they sent earlier. But in this case, with the film crew, it was of course subsidized by the Russian government. In this case, they actually have two paying tourists, even though the only one paid, but he paid also for two seats on board. And that's the first time where one pilot is actually flying the spacecraft. And by the way, the Soyuz spacecraft was modified in advance for that particular setup. And they have two paying passengers. And as we know, just recently, SpaceX flew autonomous mission without going to the ISS, where there were four tourists on board. So we essentially, right in front of our eyes, we see this commercial tourism, space tourism competition heating up. That's where the Russians are switching from one tourist seat to two, and everybody's trying to fly more and more of those people on board. So let's presume that that price probably goes down. It's still probably above regular people capabilities to pay, but it's probably cheaper than it used to be.
Anatoly Zak, he keeps the Russian Space Web. It's a subscription site. I highly recommend it, with the details of the new kid in the block, Prichal, on ISS. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.